Intervju Radija Študent.
Torej, intervju z Jarlsom Petersonom. Hello? Hello? Hello, se slišimo? Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, do we hear each other?
Oh, not very, I can't hear you very well. You're very low.
Okay, what about now? Maybe? Is it any better?
Yeah, not much, but I can just about hear you.
Shit. Okay, so if you can just be a bit patient with this. So, first of all, welcome to the waves of Radio Student, and thanks for taking your time.
Oh, it's a pleasure to be here, to be on your radio station, and it's the first time for me in Ljubljana, so yeah. It's a first.
Yeah, we know, so we're quite excited about tonight. And so my first question would be, what is Jarls Petersen up to these days?
Well, I've been traveling a lot. I'm making different records at the moment. I've started working on an album in Cuba.
Okay.
It's the 50th anniversary of the revolution next year, so I'm working hard with a lot of new young musicians from Cuba in Havana.
Wow.
And, you know, I'm doing a lot of work with my record label, Browns of Records, as well. We've got a singer called Jose James, who's just working on his new album. I'm producing that. And lots of radio, like you.
Yeah. And this Cuban album, do you know the label where it's coming out?
I'm going to be putting it out on my label, Browns of Records.
Cool. And any other compilations coming up, like another volume of Jarls Petersen Digs America or something like that?
Oh, yeah. Well, funnily enough, I'm talking... We're beginning to work on Volume 3.
Okay.
Because, it was so much fun to do the last two volumes.
Yeah.
So that was good. I'm also doing an album there's a catalogue, an Italian catalogue called Horror Records.
Mm-hmm.
It's an old jazz catalogue which has got some amazing music from people like Sun Ra and Freddie Hubbard and all kinds of people.
Oh.
So I'm working on an album for them. I'm also doing an album for Far Out Records, which is the Brazilian label.
Yeah,
I'm doing
yeah.
a Brazilian album. So, you know, quite a few. Another volume of Browns and Bubblers, Volume 4. So
wow, loads of stuff.
Yeah.
And what about the festival? It went down this year, the worldwide festival in France and in Singapore, if I'm not mistaken?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, we did our first edition in Singapore. We're going to go back to Singapore in May next year. And in Sète in the south of France, we did three now, and we're going to be working already on the fourth volume.
Mm-hmm.
And we're also taking it to Istanbul in February. And we're going to be in Sao Paulo in Brazil in April. So it's fun.
Going
it's,
all over.
For me, it's good because it means that I can go to places and I don't have to just stay there for one night. You know, I can be there for a few days.
Yeah.
I can enjoy all the other DJs and musicians.
Cool. So, with this, last trends and stuff, are there any hot artists or hot releases, hot albums that you would pick out at the moment?
You mean generally?
Yeah, just generally, like.
Yeah, I mean, I think that if you like, if you want to hear a really good jazz record at the moment, I really like the new album by a pianist in the UK called Robert Mitchell.
Okay.
Really cool trio album. I think that there's some amazing music coming out of Japan at the moment.
Mm-hmm.
There's a great group that I like called Mama Milk,
mm-hmm.
who is very kind of, it's quite sort of chill out, but really great. There's some cool new singers coming out of Europe as well at the moment. There's a girl called Mika Chu, who
mm-hmm.
signed to Accidental Records, which is Matthew Herbert's label. That's really good. And I'm also really into a lot of the dubstep producers, you
yeah.
know, people like Code 9 and a lot of people like Martin.
Yeah.
And there's some good stuff coming out of that scene always at the moment. So that's
mm-hmm.
quite exciting.
Cool. And I know you don't prepare like sets when you play out, but I think there are definitely some tracks that you're eager to play tonight. Are there any? I mean,
Yeah, well, you know, for me, actually, I'm excited because I've got some good music in my box, and
yeah.
You know, if you DJ as much as I do, you always need new music to keep you excited.
Of course. Yeah.
So, you know, I've got lots of bits and bobs. There's a really good track I'm going to play tonight by a singer called Noel Skaggs, who used to sing with The Rebirth.
Yeah.
It's kind of a bit old school, kind of reg groove funk, but it's a really good one, a really good new one.
Cool.
And I've got some good shit for tonight. So, I've got a bit of everything.
Is it already released on Ubiquiti or something, or is it a demo? Or?
No, she sent me it. It's like an MP3 kind of... she's done a track with Borgon, but I think it's going to be coming out on Ubiquiti, yeah.
Yeah.
I need to check out her her website, her MySpace, it's on there actually.
Okay, cool.
Dialed Up.
And the last few weeks, were there any unusual places or any gigs that were really special or something like that?
Yeah, there's always something great. I mean, I always forget where I was the week before, but... last night I was in Amsterdam. It's the Amsterdam Dance Weekend, so that was really cool. I forgot how beautiful a place Amsterdam is, really. That was really nice.
Yeah.
And the last few weeks, where have I been? Oh, my God. I can't even remember where I was a few days ago. But I've been a lot. I've been away a lot. I was in France. I was in Italy. That's right. I was in Rome a couple of weeks ago. That was really cool.
Mm.
I've spent quite a lot of time in Asia this year. You know, I love going to Japan, as I'm sure you know, I suppose the most interesting place I've been to this last few months was Cuba, you know.
Yeah. I can imagine.
It's an amazing place to go to.
Cool. So just the last question, are there any new clubs or what is your favorite club actually in London, for instance?
Well, London is a bit of a problem with clubs in the sense that there aren't that many clubs that are really good for like 500-600 people, you know.
Yeah,
there are either big clubs like The End, which is closing down unfortunately, or New Fabric or Ministry of Sound, clubs like that. But for me, the best club in London is the smallest club in London. It's Plastic People.
Yeah.
It's a great little club, and you know, I play there every now and again, not too often, but I always do my Christmas party there. And it's just a great club, you know. There aren't that many great clubs around. I mean, actually, you were talking about where I've been recently.
Yeah.
Last week I was also in Glasgow in Scotland.
Okay.
And I played at a place called the Sub Club in Glasgow. That's a really good club.
Yeah.
And so there's a few clubs. I always try and go back to them, you know, where the management of the club understand the music and where the sound system is really good and where people understand the whole kind of culture.
Yeah, yeah. Cool. So we're eager to hear your set tonight. Lots of luck and everything tonight. And have a great time tonight, man.
Oh, thank you, my friend. I'm very much looking forward to it.
Okay. Thanks.
Okay.
Thanks.
See ya.
Bye-bye.
Bye.